Can you think of a time you felt lost? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Stick with me for today's allegory, I Am, by Kaylin Alred. A scorching sun beats down from a red sky, hot sand making my throat and nose raw. I cough wheezily, my chest tight and my vision blurry. Hours have passed since I got separated from the caravan, and I am all but spent. My vision spins and I fall to my knees, panting. Slowly, I regain my balance, only to stare in surprise at what's in front of me. A man in a white robe and sandals stands there, smiling gently as he holds out a hand for me to take. With shaking fingers, I grasp his hand, standing. "Who are you?" I ask in surprise. The man merely smiles. "I am," he replies. And I blink. "What? That..." I stutter, completely confused. "Come," says the man, and I follow with wobbly legs. After a few minutes, there's a gust of wind, blowing up a wave of sand, and he disappears from my sight. "Wait," I cry, my voice cracking, "don't leave." Just as panic begins to overtake me, the sand settles and the man reappears. "I'm right here," he says kindly, "I'm not leaving." I watch him nervously, not entirely sure he's being truthful. He beckons me forward, hand reaching out. "Come." We begin walking again and make it a ways before I fall to my knees, exhausted. The man stops, watching me with compassion etched on his face. My vision blurs, so I shake my head to clear it, only to nearly fall over sideways because my body is so weak. "Help," I rasp to the man. "I can't go any further." No sooner do I say it than a pair of arms wrap around me, picking me up. "Rest," he says with a kindly smile. "I will carry you." My eyes droop tiredly and I yawn. "Who are you?" I murmur. "I am." "Oh, I get it." Peace washes over me as I close my eyes and I smile. "I am." So let's talk about this a little bit more. What stuck out to you in today's allegorical story? In Exodus 3:14, God says his name is I Am, which is translated Yahweh or Lord. Jesus revealed that he is I Am, God in human flesh, the promised Messiah rescuer. He saves us from sin and death, and he helps us in our weakness. Can you think of a time when you felt lost? Do you feel lost now? How could it give us hope to know that there is always someone out there searching for us? If you need a reminder of that, read Luke 15:1-7 or John 10:11-18. As you and I can read in Ezekiel 34:11-12, "I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Deuteronomy 1:31, Psalm 28:9, and Isaiah 40:11 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries, and we're not just a podcast. If you love reading with actual pages in your hands, you can get a free one-year subscription to the printed version of Unlocked. It'll come to you in the mail every 3 months, and you'll get to see the full-sized cover art and get room to journal in the book itself. Sign up for free at unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. Also, join me tomorrow for the Devo Fully Human, Fully God. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.